When Pope Francis arrives in Washington, D.C. next week, he'll meet with President Obama and members of Congress. He will also meet with Americans who are less well off. The Pope has been an advocate for those living on the margins, calling on politicians to help close the gap between rich and poor. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that the message has brought new energy and hope to those who have been struggling with the issue for years.
Right after Pope Francis addresses a joint meeting of Congress, he'll head across town to hear. St. Patrick's Catholic Church in the heart of the nation's capital. Office workers regularly attend noontime mass here, but when the Pope comes, it will be filled with several hundred homeless, poor, and immigrant clients of Catholic charities, a tiny sampling of the millions of Americans who live in poverty.
Patty cake.
Among those invited to attend is 26-year-old Angeline Brown, a single mother with a 2-year-old girl.
Roll it up, throw it in the pan.
Brown has been homeless on and off for 10 years, ever since the grandmother who raised her died. She hopes the Pope's appearance makes others more understanding of what she and hundreds of thousands of other Americans are going through.
Because really nobody knows what it's like to be homeless until they're homeless. So I just say don't judge a book by its cover because we're trying the best.
She says she's not lazy, as many people seem to think. Like a lot of homeless adults, Brown has a job at a women's clothing store, but it doesn't pay enough to afford a place to live in Washington, D.C., where even a modest one-bedroom apartment can run $900 or more a month. Brown looks down at her daughter and says she's eager to meet a Pope who said there's something wrong in a world where so many families don't have a home.
Can't wait to tell her. I'm going to take a lot of pictures and then tell her when she gets older about it.
Although she almost didn't get the chance, Brown starts a second job this week. She didn't want to ask for time off so soon, but she did, and they said yes. It's the everyday realities of trying to make ends meet in America that many people hope the Pope brings to light.
Buenos días. ¿Qué quisieran? Pancito dulce acá. Hay bagels.
Every Friday, before the sun comes up, volunteers gather in the parking lot of a small strip mall in suburban Maryland. They're handing out hot meals to mostly Spanish-speaking day laborers who are waiting here for work.
A banana.
The program is called St. Maria's Meals. The Pope plans to visit it at lunchtime in downtown D.C. The fact that he's chosen to do so has volunteers here excited. They say serving the poor is something they do anyway, but the Pope's message has given them a boost.
It just makes you more heartfelt. You know, it just makes you feel like it makes you want to get up even earlier in the morning.
Volunteer Chris Thomas says it's also inspired him to try to get others out to help.
Because all you ever hear people say is, oh, that's a good job you're doing every week. It's a good job, but you never see them come out. You never see them come out. Now it's easy for me to say, did you not hear the Pope say?
Un cafecito, un chocolate caliente.
And indeed, more new volunteers are showing up at programs such as this one, says Father Mike Johnson, pastor of nearby St. Camillus Church. He's been walking around the parking lot handing out food to day laborers too shy to approach the truck. Father Mike says the Pope has inspired people with both his words and actions, like going into prisons and out on the streets to meet people living at the margins.
He leads by example, and I think that's what we're seeing. Service, especially to the poor, is constituent of our Catholic faith. It's not a nice add-on.
But a fundamental part of the religion, which has Father Mike and others here curious what Pope Francis will say when he addresses Congress, where lawmakers are divided over how much to spend on programs for the poor, like health care, housing, and food stamps. Volunteer Karen Simon says the Pope speaks truth to power, which gives her hope.
I think his message is sometimes countercultural, and I don't think he's afraid to speak it, and I think he will.
Whether that means people will be more generous, she isn't sure, but she is happy that the Pope has so many more people paying attention. Pam Fessler, NPR News.